Shalom and Christmas joy to all of you. I'm here at my house and I'm just thinking about that wonderful, wonderful hymn. My very favorite is Joy to the World. And how can you lose with lyrics by Isaac Watts and music by Handel? Oh my goodness. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. I have a book, you know, that gives the story of the hymns or of the songs. And Isaac Watts, who has just brought us some wonderful, wonderful music, but it was not without persecution and without people against him. Have you ever noticed that when something new comes, not new, but when something is revealed and it's a little different than things have been always happening in the church, there's resistance. There's persecution. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1986, when was it? What year was that? 1967. Oh, my goodness. My whole denomination said that it was of the devil. So until Isaac Watts, I'm reading you now from this book that I have, until Isaac Watts came along, most of the singing in British churches was from the Psalms of David, and so he didn't want to limit things. He wanted to add to. He did not neglect the Psalms, and in fact, he published a unique hymnal, which he translated, interpreted, and paraphrased the Old Testament Psalms through the eyes of New Testament faith, and he called it the Psalms of David. Imitated in the language of the New Testament. Taking various psalms, he studied them from the perspective of Jesus in the New Testament and formed them into verses for singing. Here's what he said. I have rather expressed myself as I may suppose David would have done if he lived in the days of Christianity. And by this means, perhaps I have sometimes hit upon the true intent of the Spirit of God in those verses, farther and clearer than David could ever discover. And this psalm, Joy to the World, he based on Psalm 98. He said it was an interpretation of verse 4, which is, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy and sing praises. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. Now, he had criticism. And one of his arch enemies was a man named Bradbury who greatly was critical and said he called him whims instead of hymns. He accused Watts of thinking he was King David. And Watts replied in a letter, you tell me that I rival with David, whether he or I be the sweet psalmist of Israel, I abhor the thought. While yet at the same time I'm fully persuaded that the psalm book was never designed to be the only psalter of the Christian church. So he wrote Joy to the World based on Psalm 98, verse 4. The thing I wanted to say today is as we go along here and things come to us and we hear and move on, and as the Lord said this morning, make a higher step, go up higher into a higher realm, there's always resistance. I haven't heard it, but I'm sure there's people that are resisting to even this phone call that we could dare think we could hear from God. But we're moving on, and we're moving from glory to glory. And, folks, before we leave here, there's going to be a big change. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the big, 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 big changes that will lead us into the glorious church, that will lead us into the catching away even? Oh, my Jesus, such glory, such joy. I just now walked through my living area, and there were my little granddaughters, five of them, and great-granddaughters, and they had draped my throws from the couch and around, you know, and they're over their heads. They're practicing the Christmas play. My grandchildren did the Christmas play. Now their children are doing the Christmas play, written out with scripts and these throws around them. Some people came, some of our folks came and decorated my house for Christmas. And so when I couldn't find my throws. And, you know, we watched them sitting in the evening. We watch, maybe I love to watch the Thunder games. And I put those throws around us for warmth, and we couldn't find our throws. So I thought, well, the people who have decorated have decided, you know, that they don't look nice or something. So I text them, no, they don't know where they are. Then I walked upstairs, and there were the throws where they had been secretly practicing the Christmas play, Joy to the World. It's a season of joy. Have joy. I speak joy to you. Joy, hallelujah. Weeping comes for the night, but there's joy in the morning. And, oh, folks, there's a lot of weeping right now in the world, a lot of darkness, but he's light. And we're headed toward fullness, fullness, fullness of joy, because he is joy to the world. Well, praise the Lord. Max, did you want to say anything to the folks?
I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And God is so good. God is so good that he is speaking to us. And what came across my mind today, I remember in my early days of salvation, after I received the gift of tongues, the Holy Spirit, I was, you know, baptized with the Holy Spirit, the gift of tongues. You're absolutely right. Like, there is a lot of people maybe rejected the idea of hearing from the Lord or speaking in tongues. But it's very clear in Acts that God is doing it. God is speaking to us, and he is telling us what to come. This morning prayer, there's a lot in it. And not just necessary to 45 or Cyrus. It's for all of us. There is a lot there for me, myself. Praise the Lord. It is supernatural. It is supernatural with this assignment. Yeah. Just thank you. Thank you for being in the call and being in agreement with us, because it's more important to be in the agreement, prayer of faith and tongues.
Absolutely. Yeah. Father, we do want to thank you. Oh, Father, I do remember when I was first baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I knew little, I really knew a little of persecution, not like some have known. But, oh, Father, we just thank you for the true and the real and trusting us and leading us on in the Lord from glory to glory, from one degree of your presence to the next. I just loved, Lord, how you began it this morning. It was just so wonderful. You are going to a higher level today. Continue to pray.
Yeah.
Continue to pray. I think he means together in this prayer call. Don't you, Max?
I think he's
urging us on. Don't stop this prayer call. Continue to pray. And then he goes on down. Listen and pray, my prophet and friend. My just is here. My way is here. He said, you're going to a higher level today. And I believe that. Continue to pray. So that's what we're doing. It's still today, December 21st. And I believe he means we're going to a higher level in all of our walk. But this very day, I believe that our noontime prayer will be on a higher, higher level. Will we continue to pray today? He promised us deliverance. There are things coming. There are times. Hallelujah. He said, my times are in your hand. That's it. Our times, Lord, are in your hand. And we trust in you. That's why we know. We know that we know that we know that we know. Hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Because our times are in your hands. Billy Brim's times. Max's times. Quinn's times. The times of you on the prayer call. In Texas and Missouri and California and hallelujah, all over the world. This is my time on earth, and it's in his hands. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't be happier. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How great thou art. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bashanto lavatya takala katanjili goto hoshakti te katashka. Babadu juanda da koton te te koton te ta kahala kantan tante te te katanjili katanta. Pavorotish katanjili kopra. Vale dombre. Male varatoshke. Swiswatu no gobre de velabanchi ne kohoraka varakamba. Alla maniere taniande de co ora pascito la banche la tita la caifa donge. Suiswa? No, it's a baby. It's a funky. It's a nongi. Alle dorsche catance de cotabre de libratua. Medio de giugioa, ma sotto le combrecchie. Calibratoria palatogia ni calacaia na conge de cobra. Giosuele ve le baiane na cara manciando no compratiande ne comprati ne condonge ne cotasca. Casca d'ambrandia ne cola camprandia ne condata camprecchia ne candanda ne cola camprocchia ne cotacce. Vibrato magile devra masche tonce ne cora cotobri cata cadavra. Obratisco donce ne compre calacofratti. Gavilandole vele benciando le compra chiacca. Meliba, must be caia. Ibo le tuefra ni cola compra calacaia ne calacaia ne calacacacca. Didi cambrangio no cora bittifra petisca tocce ne calacaitra. Sui suaccio no cobri. Balidan vronie mi cae hiniango lo cobra dili cagiande di catasca. O para ne calacaia ne calaconde. Ui vra dobre mi calagubra vre denie ne calacapracti di condeschi da prachito to copra calacaia ne calacaia. Abiducua, masico, masico, masico. Papa la tenia manaka. O palatisca, tutto tu cupa la papa la macaia ne colo coprete, di malapaia no colo conciande. I juavra pa calacaia ne colo copra il mantito. Anghilete le cala della canga le tobre che le capigno no colo copregne ne cai. Aliveri anda da cobre che le anda da caia ne colo cahaia nanaia. Eliuccia, rapito, nanghi. Sui suagno del cabri, nelle tutambri, calacafitto, non nanghi, di gojabra, ma ancora, i ginocco, no holica, la brigna, bicia, nona calde. Oh, la tahariata, magita cara. Dovrei di voi suata fra pacali con niene cohore caffrecte di congiano cotebo, scita la capra, nina, non l'ombre, pa. Ili pora, ma cala cacchina, ne cohore caprataia, ne cohore capra. E gli avura, ma haia na caia, ne cahala cabigno, ne cohore capaia, tateco aria, aria, aria. Mora, ma da scita, la cambrico tambri, che le cavretto, ne cobre i frette spagna. Obedishwa, patotoko ulachi. Gangaria nanakohola kaflakti de katoshka. Galikon jenye ni kalakaya nakahala kavra ya de kotra. No, no, ma sitanya, ma sitanya. Mego, ma jo dibra, ma ho baya vincio, nakola mamaya. Oh, maladinho no cobrica, gavinho no cobre cataria, no cobre calacabrangue, ne calacatasque. Cobra calacafrangue, ne condasco tobre que le cotasque. Oh, cabri mal, cabri. Il libro d'oa para congiene, ne caria, ne colacà. Belita makala koto chetika hapa. Kili do la tarapai na kala kakabra. Meshoti. Meshota mi avre ke ni kala braka. Ah, asa ni kala kaya. Patoko paka ki la tatita na. Kibajua mi gojati brati. Boswa nekolangi nanyo no kobre bele banye ne kobrandi ni kaprati ni koba. I jene matuerio dalle bapinyo no kohle kabini o dobro ambarasindo no kombra kaya. Kashando no kohle kafrakte ni kondonci ni kotoshka. Bijuatelia tala kavrangi ni kondior matara tashande ni kotoshka. Quello che vrei a dare a non comprare di cambrare di condosca di fracattasse con la cacrazia. Oh, palatagne ne con la cambrazia di condosca. Io tua facchita cala, però Nicolo cohoba, amo le scita la capra, chita la cobre, cafane, che l'agna neria, l'agna no calabita. Oh, Ramanaya, tika, Ramanikolo, koho, braske, pinche, topa, kita, takka, pita, nonjena. Ibradovia, nakalita, kambalita, sontita, ishtitaka, andiloka, mangile, barita, na, kolavinia, nangalita, loga, baya, nokkara, ishtionda, ambriata, kobrikata, kafrikita, Peshkitanja haljani. Akala kompre kakali, alkohora mahani. Ebalanya, obalanya, nikolo karaitara. Sobrahali, pancho nakalo, brikata sambali. Opre frania migola, brimangolo kubrakali. Helki mangolo tara. Heshti mira nakali. Gavignano gobritagno no calaca randeli. O le dibra basita, shandalico labrita. E palagna nascarita, cabra dibra mungaba. Scita loro mangalita, cafricoria maccali. E le madora baccalaina, alla catigno no curi. Me li batto, combi la tassengalita lo cara. Antidicca, antinecca, antinecca, lacchila. Asticora, macchalita, campalita, nongali, elevataia, 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 landale. O e cagna naccalita, appinagno noccora, icca loca, appinagno, cambalito, coccola. Icca la cacca, ala capigno, noccora, pitta, dancia te. Istianto copricata capricagna naccali e palito brandane o parita andalita cangali cora mandia de perica pamba acci perica pamba accali e manacca ora mecca tanti nacca raccali elevatota alevatita alevangonga ayana Oparata, 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 baliba, omane, anusha, di cabra, di bramora, mai. Sinsuniaro, bagne, nica, lavre, boria, mangali. Bujua, dabra, bujua, nico, pacalito, rascoto. Sibana, cora, acala, quebra, ane, nica, la cabre, di. Cabitora, macale. Oh, nieke dangali, jeli varjonta, marikatito, kala kangalo brati. Pishkwa tanya, mangalo kobre, ida barataya, nangala kora, baya na kopra. Mishtion tobre, kafra haniko, lagalito, lambalito, mangarai. Pongahita, pangalita, pangalora, mikalai. Bisato combri tasso. Pescotori, pescotori. Marco Flegne, Macolati, Nangolo, Cobri, Tania Nai. A protesche tancio mica, con le cammini non corri, a tutto pica le caie, ningolo capa cali, e suato tarda non colo copre. Cambiatore maca la caia, ma to scendi di batasca, e si innamora te fra cora, pa caia ni cala capra. Offrina caia no cola cabrito, no cobra cataia, no cobra catita, da cahala cabrito. Ma stio no macara, da miacchi, di gotosca. Moro ti taglia, mi cabra. La vita, angile tabra. Danio no cohe, tai piampra, s'accendi, li cobra capra, si ricogna di cala. Cascheteri, ancora da carne e con la caffè. E gacciato tocco con la caffè, ti dico tocco shanti. Calidore ande, dico con la caffè, ti dico tocco shanti. Gabitura pacataia, na cala caffè. Tangioni, ni cala caffè, ti dico tocco shanti. Gambaia ne cola cofreli te tacariando. Caiani ve ne corale to coracanga. Bijuasi to te brefrenia. Carianto c'è cico la caprica da caprete. Malsota fia gongeli tivi caprati di gondombrica la copracchia. E geno mumbro fra cata capri che te coto usciati. E dove usciate le cambra? Una capa mancio da copre. E salavrete ne ne cahalacate. Ah, che brotesche taccia. E dove coprete le ca, na calacavrete ne canie calacavre che scatolta cacatacce. Ganziana na copre. Ah, ma colo copre, Dio Magda. Cabritania ne coho la caprica da cuva capratie. Cai ciano, se ne cai, in giano ne cala. Nicola fritto, nanci di capra, maco. Oh, alla pito da copra, alla capa aia, non ne copri con la caffretti, ne con la cacaia. Ma non ne copri. Ma tu, te ne cotasco, tappi, che te cotrappi a lui. O le britaglia, tu, le te li varo te, ne con la caprappi, le coprappi, ne copri. E puttua, fattisco. Come ne chile capri che tu accetti di cotta asciantete da cai. Gali corrianto da corio, ma cala caffino da combra. Bisogno da cole le tette cariata da combra, tia da capata. Sei dalla copri. Cavelo togne ne colo cola caia na cala cambre. Paliduri a mai na cola caffitto. Cosuale toria nene coli capranti di cotosca tambre. I bisuato malitaia, ma cala capranga le copra, cala cahale kenye, upagne ne cola, upagne ne cala, ali pagno. Uagete le malapari a una cora pahalakito, no compre caia, ne cola castagne, ne cola cocca. Brivra tota, aria tota, mangi la tisca. Guali frendie ni caia na cola caprangi li tasca. Suan diavro nianie teri pana cone ni cola cacaia na cala cacaia. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Father, praise you. Oh, Father, He is joy to the world. You are Jesus, our Lord, our King, our joy. And we do pray for you to come quickly, Lord Jesus, so that those prophetic psalms which say all the nations will join hands, let earth receive her King. Oh, Father, we hasten that day in our hearts. In Jesus' name we hasten that day. And look forward to seeing you face to face, precious Lord Jesus. Thank you for sharing with us what is to come, Lord. In Jesus' name we thank you. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Are you ready, Brother Max?
Yes,
my
I
Jesus.
Am.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Can't thank him enough.
No, we can't.
Cannot. We just can't.
We can't thank him enough.
Miss Lily, this is not, this is just supernatural. This is like a manifestation. This is like, thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord.
He so graciously condescended to give it to us. We're thankful.
All right. Wow. It started with, I am your Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, dear Jesus.
I am your Jesus. Next line. It will work together for you. Oh, underline it. It will work together for you. Next line. What did I tell you this morning? What did I tell you this morning? Next line. Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28. Oh, my Lord, listen to this. Listen and pray. This is my assignment to you with my prophet and friend. Oh, my gosh. My God, I'm sorry. Just look. I didn't even, can't believe I said that. Oh, my Lord.
Listen and pray.
Listen,
what's the next word?
And pray. Listen and pray. Mm-hmm. This is my assignment to you.
That's
with my prophet and friend. Listen and pray. This is my assignment to you with my prophet and friend. Next line.
Praise his name.
I created or created Edom, a good, I created the good work for you. I created the good work for you. Ephesians 2, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
I created the good work for you, and then after that he gave us Ephesians 2, 10. Hmm.
I know that verse, and I already see the message he's giving us. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, after that, this is underlined, my appointed, O-P-P-E-I-N-T, my appoint, commanders. That is commanders.
It could be appoint, A-P-P.
Oh, appoint. It is A.
My appoint.
It is A.
And then what?
Okay. Commanders. C-O-M-M-A-N-D-E-R-R-S. My appoint commanders. Underlined. Next line. Listen. This is my task. T-A-S-K. Yeah, this is my task. Listen, this is my task. How you pronounce this book here? N-E-H-E-M-I-A-H?
Nehemiah.
Thank you. Nehemiah 13, verse 30. Nehemiah 13, 30. Next line. I give you work to do on this earth. I give you work to do on this earth. Next line, underline it. My glory with you, I have finished. ED in the end. My glory with you, I have finished.
Did you say that's underlined?
Yes, underlined. Yeah, the whole line. My glory with you, I have finished, underlined. And then he gave us John 17, verse 4. Yeah, that can't be 9. It looked like 4. John 17, 4. And when I say this can't be this or can't be that, so I'm looking at it firsthand, just like all of you on
right.
the line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just want to make sure here. Okay, John 17, 4. Next line. You are praying, and my ways shall work. You are praying, and my ways, W-A-Y-S, shall work. You are praying, and my ways shall work. Next line. The glory of my work. The glory of my work. Then Colossians 1:9. Colossians 1:9. Next line. I want you to have strength and joy. Yeah, that's joy. Though I kind of curled in the end there. I want you to have strength and joy. Well, joy for Christmas. Another Colossians, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, 1:11.
It does start with a C, right?
Correct. Yeah, not with a G. You know, if I'll be reading them in Arabic, nobody will understand. They need the Holy Spirit to help us here. Colossians 1:11. Next line, underline it. Carry, C-A-R-R-Y, my assignment in prayer. And you might think, okay, this is really, okay, I'm going to start all over again. It's really long. But there's, think is repeated twice here. So I'll read it as the Lord give it to us. Carry my assignment in prayer. And you might think the assignment is hard. God knows you can do it. Okay. I'll read the whole line again, word to word by word, or word to word. Carry my assignment in prayer, and you might think the assignment is hard. God knows you can do it. Got all of that?
I do. Let me read it back and make sure.
Yeah.
Carry
okay.
my assignment in prayer. And you might think the assignment is hard. God knows you can do it.
That's it. Next line. Luke 22, verse 42. Luke 22, chapter 22, verse 42. Next line. And understand this church. And understand this church. Then he gave us Matthew 26. From 36, verse 36, all the way to verse 46. So Matthew 26, chapter 26, start with verse 36, all the way to verse 46. That's a long one. I know it's there. I'm not going to doubt anymore. Praise the Lord. Well, I never doubt. I just, in the old days, kind of like, okay. Next line. Oh, underline. So this is the time, get up and pray. Wow. So this is the time, get up and pray. Underline it.
The whole thing?
Yes. So this is the time, get up and pray. The whole thing underlined. Then he gave us Luke 22 from verses 40 to verse 46. So Luke 22, verse 40 through 46. Next line, arms you, There is an S there. And I arms you with all my strength. And I arms you with all my strength.
Now let me ask you a question. What word does, what letter does arm end with?
S.
Okay.
And then he gave us Psalm 18, verse 32. 3-2. Psalm 18, 32. Wow. Okay, this is real, folks. Underline this line. But, I mean, don't be in fear. Next line. I shall save you from the coming violence. That's very clear, violence. V-I-O-L-E-N-C-E. Am I right?
Yes.
I shall, okay. I shall save you from the coming violence. Underline it. Well, he said it there. I shall save you. So, really. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Next line. Second Samuel 22, verse 3. Second Samuel, chapter 22, verse 3. Next line. I will renew and increase your strength. I will renew and increase your strength. I will renew and increase your strength. Then after that, he gave us Isaiah 40, chapter 40, 40, verses 29 through 31. Isaiah 40, verses start with 29 to 31. Three verses. Next line. I want you to know and remind you that I am faithful. Okay, I'll read it again. I want you to know and remind you that I am faithful. Oh, I know this one. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Thank you, Lord. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Numbers 23, chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. Okay. Next line. Underline it. I command you today. I command you today. Underline it. I command you today. Next line. Deuteronomy 7, verses 9 through 11. Deuteronomy 7, verses 9 through 11. Psalm 26, verses 1 through 3. 1 to 3. Psalm 26, 1 through 3. Next line. Trust in me. Underline it. Trust in me. Underline it. Almost done here. Next line. Oh, wow. Do you understand the level you are in today? Do you understand the level you are in today? Do you understand the level you are in today? Started with that this morning. Next line, I am your God. Underline it. I am your God. Underline it. Trust in me.
Well.
Hallelujah. Wow, yeah. Is right. Praise you, Lord. Wow.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Sometimes my computer wants to be turned off and then turned back on before it will behave correctly. A lot today.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking about some of the things.
Me too.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
But we're not worried, boy. He's speaking to us.
Absolutely not. That wasn't what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he called it our assignment and that's the same thing that he said to you in the beginning. This is an assignment. And now he calls it our assignment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, praise God.
Yeah.
There we have it. I am your Jesus. Now, didn't he end it with, I am your God?
Yeah. Right away, when I read that, I am your God, my mind went to the beginning. Yeah.
I am your Jesus. It will work together for you, underlined. What did I tell you this morning? So we'll need to go back and see what he's drawing
that
to. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And that is the American Standard that I just read. Listen and pray. This is my assignment to you with my prophet and friend. I created the good work for you. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now, he may be talking to some individuals. He can do that. And at the same time, talking to a group. I believe that as a group, he's telling us that this prayer call is a good work that he created for us. And that we are now walking in it. Mm-hmm. We're now walking in it. And it's on a high level. I believe that's what he's talking about later on when he mentions the level. This is on a high level. We're hearing from God. This is a high level. To hear directly from the Creator?
Oh, my Lord.
Ooh, ooh.
Thank you.
And then my appoint commanders is underlined. Listen, this is my task. Now, I haven't read Nehemiah or Nehemiah yet, but when I wrote that, I thought a task force. In the army, they have what they call task forces. And that means there's a task to be done. And there's a force to do it. That's a task force.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's speaking to us as the army of the Lord here, and he could be speaking to an individual about a certain task.
About a certain task.
He could talk to you, Max, or somebody else about a certain task.
Right. Right.
So now we're going to do Nehemiah 1330. Okay. Hallelujah. Thus I cleanse them from everything foreign. And I'm going to read it in the, I started to read it in the ESV, but I see that the word is used in the King James, and it's used in the NASB. So I'm going to read the NASB right now, 95. Thus I purified them from everything foreign and appointed duties for the priests and the Levites, each in his task. And I arranged for the supply of wood at appointed times and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. So the NASB uses both the word appointed and task. Now, they had a job to do. They are building the wall. They've been sent back from, and so they've been away, and he's purified them. This is Nehemiah talking, but okay. It's also God talking to us.
Yes.
He was the leader. He was the commander. Nehemiah was. He was appointed commander. Thus, I purified them from everything foreign and appointed duties for the priests and the Levites, their commanders as well, each in his task. And I arranged for the supply of wood at appointed times for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good. Oh, my.
And he, now, the verse said, oh, my God, for good.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God, for good. Next line, I give you work to do on this earth, just like he did Nehemiah and those people.
Oh.
My glory with you, I have finished. And all of that is underlined. My glory with you, I have finished. John 17:4 is going to be from the Lord's own prayer. I have glorified thee. And I'm going to use the King James here because it uses the word finished. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. How wonderful. How marvelous. Using King James there.
Well, there's a lot in here.
We've got work to do. He had work to do. He finished his work. And he glorified God in doing his work. And now, we have work to do. And that's how we can glorify God. Finish the work he gave us to do. You are praying, and my ways shall work. The glory of my work. Colossians 1:9. For this cause, this is King James, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now I'm going to read it in the NASB. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the next line. So that you will walk in a manner of worthy of the Lord. We praying It's His ways, and we're praying, and He's going to fill us with the knowledge of His will, what He wants us to do. That is a prayer that Paul prayed in Colossians. We can pray it for ourselves. I pray it for myself sometimes, that I will be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that I may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. That's the King James. Increasing with the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might. I pray that prayer for myself. This next statement to us, I want you to have strength and joy. Colossians 1:11. Well, I ran on down to it. It's the same passage. Strengthened with all might. It's the same passage. Strengthened with all might according to His glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now I'm going to read it in the ESV, the whole thing, Colossians 1:9 through 1:11. And so from the day we heard it, we've not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, giving thanks that He translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. Now that's the prayer I pray for myself along with the prayer in Ephesians 1. But this is talking about work, good work.
Yeah.
And pleasing God. And our assignments.
Yep.
Carry my assignment in prayer. And you might think the assignment is too hard. God knows you can do it.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Luke 22:42. Ah, this is when He was in the garden. Saying, this is King James, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Here was the time. This is the prayer of consecration and dedication. Jesus in His flesh asked that this cup that He was about to drink be removed. But He said, not my will, but yours be done. That was a hard assignment. And evidently, there's some hard assignments given to us.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Carry my assignment in prayer. And you might think, that's the soulish part of you. You might think the assignment is hard, but God knows you can do it. Just like Jesus, we can do it.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
And understand this, church, Matthew 26:36-46. This has to do with prayer. Oh, my goodness. This is a prayer assignment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa. This is the ESV. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And He said to His disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. And taking with Him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, He began to be sorrowful and troubled. King James says, very heavy. Then He said to them, my soul is very heavy, deeply grieved, it says in the New American to the point of death. Remain here and watch with me. And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done. Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand. Then his next line, So this is the time, get up and pray. And he underlined it. Folks, I think he's saying to us, it's time for us to really pray.
Really pray.
Pray like we have never prayed before. Even in the nighttime, when we wake up, get up and pray. When he wakes us up, if it is the Lord. Sometimes you just need to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water or something. But if it's him waking you up, ask him. And then if he tells you, get up and pray. He'll bless your rest. Oh, my goodness, folks. This is the assignment. See, what did he say to us just before this? Carry my assignment in prayer. And you might think this assignment is hard. God knows you can do it. So that's our assignment. It's a prayer assignment. It is a prayer assignment. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord. And he said, listen, this is my task also before. I mean,
right.
Oh, my Jesus. It's
Luke?
We are. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. And this is the same account through the Apostle Luke. Well, actually, he was the sent one, of course, but not one of the 12.
Huh. Okay.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know that.
He was not one of the 12 apostles, but he was a sent one. There are 24 apostles listed in the Bible. A sent one is an apostle.
Right, right.
I'm going to read it in the New American. When he arrived at the place, he said to them, Pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
Wow.
Now an angel appeared, an angel from heaven, appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow and said to them, Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not enter into temptation. And that is the phrase he just said to us. This is
wow.
The time. Get up and pray.
Get up. Emphasizing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm quite sure that Max did not know that all these passages were the same one.
Max did not know.
And he ended here with the angels strengthened him. So now He's telling us, and he strengthens us. And I arms you with all my strength. Psalm 18:32. We'll have strength for this.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, King James, it is God that girdeth me with strength and makes my way perfect. Hallelujah. The ESV says, the God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. New American, the God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless. I shall save you from the coming violence. Underlined.
All coming together by prayer. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow.
2 Samuel 22:3. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence.
Whoa.
Hallelujah. That's all we need.
Wow, thank you, Lord.
There is some coming violence, but we're saved from it. We have a very important part in it, even as commanders, and that is in prayer. I will renew and increase your strength. Isaiah 40:29-31.
Mm-hmm.
He gives strength to the weary. I'm reading this in the New American because it uses the word strength. Others use power, koach. And it can be translated either way, but I'm going to read it in the NASB because they translate it strength. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Now I'm going to read it in the ESV. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait, I'm going to use the word upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now here's how the Amplified translates verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's fine.
This is big. What the Holy Spirit told me, now I'm not sure how many people that they have ministry on this prayer call or the morning prayer call. We are to stand up and pray and not to ignore the prayer and to speak the word of God. We are coming to a time, the only thing that can hold us up and hold our strength up is the prayer. Do not lean on your own understanding. Listen to the word of God today and act on it. He told us. So this is the time, get up and pray. We are to get up and pray. Look at you. Look at your ministry. Prayer mountain. And this is the assignment. The Lord is speaking to us today very specific about being together in this assignment and the Word of God. And deliver it. Speak it to the people, the people who don't know. Praise the Lord. Sorry, go ahead. That's all I have.
That's good. That's right. You see, it's just like John Wesley said, it seems that the Lord is limited to what he can do. It depends upon a man asking him. So when he gave us that part about the work on the earth, what he did on the earth, he finished. But now his work on the earth is through us. And he's got to have us praying.
Right.
To do it legally.
Right.
It's his work. But it's got to work through us. That's how it works legally. He set up those rules, and he follows them. He works through men who believe him. He works through faith and prayer. Hallelujah. Then he says to us, I want you to know and remind you that I am faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
There you have it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Numbers 23:19. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I commend you today, underlined. Deuteronomy 7:9-11. Know, therefore, that the Lord, your God, and that is Jehovah, your Elohim, is God, Elohim, the faithful God who keeps covenant and chesed, steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And he repays to their face those who hate him by destroying them. He will not be slack with one who hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore be careful to do the commandments and the statutes and the rules that I command you today.
Whoa.
For the judgments. The Amplified ends that with, you shall therefore keep and do the instruction, laws, and precepts, which I command you today. So this is really how it works. It's the rule. Prayer works, but you have to pray. Psalm 26:1-3. Oops. To go back here. Fingers got going too fast. Psalm 26. What is happening?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, this is I'll read the ESV first. Vindicate me, O Lord, For I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind, for your chesed is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness.
Mm.
Now, that is the only one that translates it faithfulness.
Okay.
The others say your truth. It could be truth or faithfulness, the NASB says. But I'm going to use the ESV on this one because he talked about that he wants us to know that he's faithful. So here we go. Vindicate me, O Lord, and that is Jehovah. For I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord, Jehovah, without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. Try my reins and my heart, it says in the King James. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, your chesed, and I walk in your faithfulness. Now underline, trust in me.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand the level you are in today? I am your God. Underline.
I do. Thank you, Lord. We do.
Now that goes right back to
the morning.
The morning.
Yeah.
Right back to when he said, you are going to a higher level today.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to pray. So he has promoted us. I believe this task force, this prayer group, this assignment that you and I are, all of us, we've had a corporate promotion.
Yeah.
We've had a corporate promotion, and we are to a higher level. I believe a higher level in prayer, a higher level in working with God, a higher level in hearing from God.
I
oh, mean, my goodness, folks, this is something.
I mean,
remember, to be a friend of God, he tells you what he's doing. He said in John 16, servants don't know what their master does, but I call you friend because you kept my commandments.
Yeah.
I call you friend. And therefore, he can share his plans with us. And this goes to a man of you out there. He's calling every single one of us to a higher level in prayer.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure we're going to be waked up in the nighttime as a test. And it won't just be you can be waked up an ordinary way. But you can check with the Lord. Lord, is this you? And if he says it's him, then we'll get up and pray.
Amen. Test the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Test the spirits, yep. We don't want the devil waking us up. If it tests the spirits. The devil may say, ha-ha, they're going to look for her. I'm going to mess up their sleep. But before you go to bed, plead the blood. Before you go to bed, I plead the advocacy of the blood over my nightlife. So that'll keep the devil from being able to talk to you in the nighttime. But
that's
it still
good.
Doesn't hurt to test the spirits and say, is this you, Lord? And if it's you, he'll tell you. If it's him. But I believe we've been called to a task force.
Yes, we are.
And purified for it. Like Nehemiah said, that verse in Nehemiah is very telling. A wonderful time with the Lord today. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wondrous.
Just
wondrous.
Like you always said, we are the body, and he is the head.
That's it.
And here we are, the body with this assignment, and we are moving to a higher level. He told us you are moving to a higher level. He told us about Revelation last week, and he is going to reveal to us what yet to come again in last week's prayer.
That's right. He even spoke that he's going to reveal what those seven thunders said.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We have been appointed to this work, folks. You have been appointed. I'm thinking of some of you I've met recently, some of you I met down in New Orleans, and some of you I've met in other meetings, you know. I see your faces. I know who you are. Some I know your name. Some I don't know your name. Some I've never seen you. But whoever you are, you've got an assignment from God, and this is it. And we're not quitting it. We're going on with God.
Yes, I mean.
And he's drinking us.
How can we
Hallelujah.
Quit?
He's strengthening us. Every one of us can expect more strength.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm stronger like never before, and I need more. You know, I said this before, after my salvation, you know, the Lord gave me the utterance and the strength like I am walking in a shield of his strength,
uh-huh.
like a shield surrounding me wherever I go.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I could even go through walls. Why? Because God is with us. God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
is with all of us. We can do all things. Who's strengthening us? Oh, my. Thank you, Lord.
There was one time in my office, I just remembered this, in Tulsa when I worked for Brother Hagin. And this
uh-huh.
man just came in. He was actually a boss over me. He later was relieved of his duties. But he was just bawling me out terribly. I could not hear a word he said because something like a plexiglass shield came up between him and me, and he was on that other side, and he was just talking away, screaming even. I did not hear it. And I think that when he said, I will deliver you from the evil one today, protect you from the evil one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We got a shield over us.
We got a shield.
And the shield is named Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
I mean, praise
Hallelujah. Praise
thank
his
you,
name.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord,
thank
I pray for everyone on this call. I thank you for the assignment, and I thank you for the strength, and I thank you for the joy. And I'm trusting you, Holy Father, for a great, you know, I was reading, I told you all that I read historical novels, and I'm reading one now about Joanna and Husa. She was one of the women that supported him, and he was the steward of Antipas, Herod Antipas, the one who cut off John the Baptist's head. And the people were so afraid, Herod was so afraid, that Jesus and the disciples followed him. Remember those two men from Emmaus? They were walking down the road after the resurrection, and Jesus was behind them. And they said, and we thought this was the one that was going to deliver us, and here he's been crucified. All those disciples, not all of them, but I think all of them, yes, thought he was going to set up the kingdom. And they thought that he should, I think that's what Judas thought, that he'd raise up an army. And they said, one of the author said this, one of the ones that thought he could raise up an army, they thought, think of it. There were masses, 5,000 men, and then women and children, and he fed them. They said, think of it, a commander who can raise up an army and feed them and heal them all so that they're never sick. And I thought, that's what he does with us. He can do that. We can believe that he does that. We're his army.
That's it.
He feeds us. He feeds us. I don't have a morsel of food that God didn't cause someone to give me the money to buy it, or he gave you the hands to work. And I've worked. I've been in the work world. He gave you your food, and he heals us. He wants his army fed. He wants them well. Father, I know it's your will in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the body of Christ be well. I know it. For your army. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do pray today that there be a vast corporate healing in the body of Christ, a vast
Amen.
Corporate strengthening in the body of Christ.
Amen.
I thank you for it.
Thank
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
In your mighty name, Beth Micaiah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise your name. Bill, I love you all. And have wonderful family time, because the next time we meet next Wednesday, there will not be a gathering out at Prayer Mountain next Wednesday either. We've got a lot of our people that took this time off as their vacation time, so we're short on our crew. And we don't miss our moed with God, our moed with Jesus. We will have it, our appointed time with Him, next Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central, and then 12 noon. Oh my goodness, and we're on a new level. No telling what in the world we will hear.
Yes,
okay,
we are.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Shalom. Shalom Aleichem.